99.7 Bridge FM with Sandy and Mark, and I'm speaking with Lauren Briggs, author of Little Paygo, a children's book inspiring children to turn the tide on plastic. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, look, thank you so much for giving your time. And this is a wonderful, wonderful story. I haven't read it yet, but I can imagine from what I've heard from the background, what an important time for something like this to come out and to be aimed at children. So can you tell us a little bit of what Little Paygo is all about?
Of course, Sandra. So Little Paygo is an energetic yet very vulnerable baby sea turtle living on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. And his favourite activity is to eat. So he sets off on an adventurous journey with his friends in search for food. However, not everything floating in the ocean is safe for a baby turtle to eat. And so the story highlights one of the critical threats our marine life face, plastic pollution in our ocean. And when I wrote and illustrated this children's picture book, I really wanted to inspire children and their parents, grandparents, teachers,
yes. Yep.
to have important conversations about taking care of our marine life and oceans. And also to challenge the way they use plastics in their lives.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. And that's it. Like I said, included at home, included at school. I'm a teacher and I'm including all the, you talk about recycling all the time. Where should that rubbish go? If you're out, you know, that's it. The children need to learn from adults, but adults need to be doing the right thing, don't they? And not dropping. I live on the east coast of Australia here in Redcliffe. And very sad, and when I go down on a Sunday after all the families have come to the beach for the day and have balloons for their birthday parties and everything, and they go home. Yeah. And I've actually run down to the ocean and gotten like a lot of balloons are all been tied together. Half of them deflated. Some are still inflated, and it's floating out to the ocean. And that's just a frequent occurrence down here. So, yeah, it's very important
exactly.
that you take – it's like the Indigenous people. You don't leave a footprint when you leave, and that's what we need to do, don't we?
Exactly. We need to take inspiration from that.
So, yeah, and you said that it also poses a risk to the sea turtles' hatchlings. Why is that?
What basically happens is turtles mistake their favourite food, which is things like jellyfish, exactly how you described it, a balloon that's popped and gone into the ocean and looks like either a baby octopus or a jellyfish. Plastic pollution is just one of the many threats that sea turtles face, but it's the one that we as humans are causing, and we can so easily help to eliminate.
Mm.
The very sad statistic is that only 1 in 1,000 baby sea turtles actually make it to adulthood.
Wow.
So Little Paygo is really here to help change this statistic and sort of inspire and empower kids to make a difference. We've actually built a littlepaygo.com website, which has an abundance of information, resources to use in the classroom, teachers' notes to use in conjunction with the book, art activities, and most importantly, lots of tips on how children and their families can start to eliminate plastics in the home.
And it's their future, isn't it? It's their future, their children's future that we're setting up for failure if we don't really, really start. We watch all the things with David Attenborough and Prince William, and everybody's been telling us for years and years, now's the time, and they're now saying that it's getting past the time if we really don't take action immediately, isn't it? So
exactly. They're the next generation who are going to be managing and living on the planet, and if we don't empower them with the knowledge to make good choices that impact our environment, I don't think we're doing our job. And I'm sure you being a teacher, Sandy, you've seen that if you give kids a purpose and an understanding of the environment they live in, they really thrive.
Yeah, they do. They engulf it, don't they? They embrace it and they will follow through. But it's, yeah, exactly. It's getting the education out to start with, isn't it? And thinking about biodegradable, thinking that you don't need those 100 of balloons and all of that sort of stuff. There's lots of different ways you can celebrate and do different things without having to include all these plastics that aren't biodegradable.
Correct.
That's fantastic.
Even a simple one as, you know, one little boy decided that once he realized so many plastic water bottles were landing in the ocean, he decided he was only ever going to use his recyclable water bottle, and that's what he takes to his sporting events, to school, and simple little actions which make a huge difference. And I think that's the lesson we really want to teach our kids is that
Yeah. And they're passing it on, aren't they, by them having that conversation with their friends are going, oh, okay, yeah. And it's getting that conversation going, isn't it? Now, exactly. I understand a percentage of the sale of each book is going to the conservation fighters.
Exactly. So Boonwurrung Press are our wonderful publishers who are actually up in Brisbane, and they are kindly donating a percentage of the sale of each book to Take Three for the Sea. And Take Three for the Sea are an environmental organisation that have a simple but strong message. Take three pieces of rubbish from the beach or waterway or wherever you happen to be to make a difference. So I think when, you know, when you collaborate with like-minded people and organisations, you amplify that really important message that to eliminate plastic usage so it doesn't pose a threat to our marine life.
Yeah, that's it. And I know, like, I take my kids to the up the coast and everything when they were smaller, and that's one thing I always did was took a bag with me, and very sadly I would walk off with three, like the shopper bags full of rubbish every single day. So even, you know, that Take Three, if everybody just did that little bit and then saw the difference, maybe take four and five and six and make that little... When you're walking along the beach, make it a bit of an adventure. Who can find the most? Like we do that at school. You know, who can find the most rubbish? I'll give you, you can get six. Oh, look, you can get eight. And kids love competition. So there's lots of ways you can get the children involved without even thinking that they're cleaning.
Exactly. And that's such a great example to lead by.
Yeah, it's great. All right. Well, I'm very pleased that you've released this book, and it was released only just on the 1st of October, is that right?
Exactly, 1st of October, brand spanking new.
How can people get a copy of it?
Of course, people can purchase it from all good bookstores, online from Booktopia, Boonwurrung Press, and also, of course, there are links on the littlepaygo.com website.
Okay, great. All right, we'll get that out there for you. And yeah, so go along. When you're buying the, purchasing the book, you're also helping with us, the conservation fight, to get this message out there and get these beaches cleaned up. And it's, all of us need to start taking some responsibility. I have been speaking with Lauren Briggs, proud author of A Little Pago. Thank you so much for your time, Lauren.
Thanks so much for having me, Sandy. Take care.
Pleasure. Now let's get back to the great rock variety. You're with Sandy and Mark on 99.7 Bridge FM.